structure of a long bone. A long bone serves as a useful model for illustrating the parts of a typical bone, figure 6.2. Each long bone consists of a central shaft, called the diaphysis, diaphysis, growing between, and two ends, each called an epiphysis, epiphysis, growing upon, a thin layer of articular, articular, joint. Cartilage covers the ends of the epiphyses where the bone articulates, joins, with other bones. A long bone that is still growing has an epiphyseal plate, or growth plate, composed of cartilage, between each epiphysis and the diaphysis, figure 6.2a. The epiphyseal plate is where the bone grows in length. When bone growth stops, the cartilage of each epiphyseal plate is replaced by bone and becomes an epiphyseal line, figure 6.2b. Bones contain cavities, such as the large medullary cavity in the diaphysis, as well as smaller cavities in the epiphyses of long bones and in the interior of other bones. These spaces are filled with soft tissue called marrow. Yellow marrow consists mostly of adipose tissue, red marrow consists of blood-forming cells.